The band Braid doing their version of the Burt Bacharach penned Always Something There to Remind Me. Wrapping up that set of music before that, from Chicago, Illinois, from the early 1990s, Reaction Formation that gave us Teenage Jesus. Chuck W. Chapman from his brand new album, Outcast from Outcasts. Outcast from Outcasts, if I can say it right. Bring You Down, the track I played for you. Some requested Thor, along with Steve Morse, My Rockin' Attorney, wanted to hear that one, Thunder Island, as he is in an undisclosed location, listening to the Viva La Rock radio program. I got to remind you that when it comes to their children, parents today are always up to speed on the latest safety issues, but they're focusing on the right issues, are they? Because motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death in children ages of 1 to 13, which means you shouldn't let kids age 1 to 13 drive, or we're talking about the fatality rate because they're not wearing the correct car seat. By wearing it, sitting in it, I guess you don't wear a car seat. In fact, that number could be reduced by 50% if you had the correct car seat being used. If you go to safercar.gov, the right seat, you can make sure that your child is in the right seat for their age and size. This message brought to you by WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And don't forget, Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers, located in Garfield, serves pizza and veggies, vegetarian pizzas and hoagies and all sorts of good stuff. Anyway, they don't use any refined sugars in the sauce or any unbleached flour in the dough. For more information, SPACBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. For Encore listeners, we are going away, but if you're listening on Friday and it's July 25th of 2025, we have two more hours of the Viva La Mock radio program coming up after this. That my background music is Chuck Mangione, as he passed away this week. I believe the age of 84 I'm going for. So I pulled out my Fun and Games album out of my own personal collection to serve as my background music. But it's now just past 11 o'clock, which means you are it's time for the WRCT music and radio calendars. Before we get to either of those calendars, I need to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. They're located on Penn Avenue. They are also in the Garfield neighborhood. They're actually down the street from Smack Brothers. Actually, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, they've been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have gallery hours on the weekend or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m., which I believe is that next Friday. Is it the first already next Friday? It is. Or call them, 412-924-0634. They're online at irmafreeman.org. But let's turn our attention to the WRCT music and radio calendar. I'm pretty sure, as it was last week, that the calendar's a little outdated. And I'm not ambitious enough to go find my own events to include like Jay Thurber does. He's so much... Yeah, I'm going to say he's better than me. But I will tell you the one thing that's always on the calendar that's never goes out of style is the fact that the Pittsburgh Banjo Club meets each and every Wednesday for the regular rehearsal at 8 p.m. down at on Cedar Avenue on the north side at the Elks Lodge. Well, what's great, it's free and open to the public, and it's not for you to bring a banjo. It's for you to enjoy their rehearsal. Yeah, it's more than banjos. It's trumpets, it's tubas, it's bass, and they play all that popular music from the 20s and 30s. And again, that's 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, but they do request reservations because it's gotten to be a hot ticket. Call them up at 412-321-1834. For other events going on, if you go to trustarts.org, let me just do that myself. I'll just do that while I'm here. While I'm telling, okay, how about this? Wait, that's happening tonight. Because it was pretty exciting. George Romero's Day of the Dead is at the Harris. But let's just see what else we have coming up at the Harris. You know, the last Sunday of every month, they do the Steel City Horror Show. Sean Collier is your host. And then they have a surprise flick that they show. That's the last Sunday of every month, so that's coming up this Sunday. On Friday the 8th, how about this one? It's Never Over, Jeff Buckley. It's actually going on for a week. It's a definitive tale of Jeff Buckley, the rising star with an otherworldly voice whose sudden death after the release of his critically acclaimed debut, Grace, shocked the world. Told through a never-before-seen footage from Buckley's archives. That's happening at the theater starting in 2 weeks, actually. Friday the 8th of August all the way through the Thursday the 14th. For more information on these and other programs at the Harris, go to trustarts.org/film, as I just did. Well, I'm looking for more things to tell you. How about this? I'll tell you a fun story. I saw Jeff Buckley. Saw him live in, I think it was 94. It was before Grace came out. I happened to be in New York, and I just popped in to see the show, and the Geraldine Fibbers were the opening band, and I didn't know who this guy was, but people were raving about him, and yeah, that's my story. Those are my events. Let's see if the Pittsburgh Glass Center has anything going on. Nope. Not until August. Or September. Anyway, so that's my WRCT radio calendar. That's how it works. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. See if we can turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. That seems to be kept up to date. Tomorrow's the 26th of July. Slow Mass is performing at the Brillo Box. Time Room is at the Government Center, along with Tony from Bowling. Pyre is playing with Ruth E. Toothless. Plus, I love you at the Roboto Project on Tuesday. Jay Thurber's down at Arsenal Lanes this Sunday, spinning. I think he does oldies music the last Sunday of every month. It's a rocking good time. Blackberry Smoke, along with Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs, are at the Stage AE on Friday the 1st. The Elastics, next Friday, are at the Government Center. And Jaguar is playing at Spirit Lodge next Friday. Head in the Heart is at Stage AE on Sunday the 3rd. That's happening. Lord of Huron is at Stage AE on Thursday the 7th. Black Moth, Super Rainbow, performing with Good Sport at the Spirit Hall in Lawrenceville on Thursday the 7th. The Fruit Bats are in town on the 7th, playing with Minor Moon at the Thunderbird. Colatura is doing an EP release show at the Thunderbird on Friday the 8th. Flaming Lips in town with Modest Mouse at Stage AE on the 9th. which is a Saturday. Thunderbird says the silencer. I do have to look that up. I'm pretty sure it probably is, but it says the... It says, I'm guessing the Pittsburgh silencers, since they've done some reunion shows. Now, in Pittsburgh Winery, it actually says John Prine, and I know that can't be true. But the Dwarves are in town playing the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Sunday the 10th. Find a couple more shows. Los Lobos at Mr. Small's on Thursday the 14th. Screeching Weasel in town that same night up at Jurgles in Warrendale. Those are a couple good shows to maybe end my calendar with. Mr. Smalls is hosting Asleep at the Wheel. How about that? We'll end with that one. That is on the 21st. It's a Thursday. That's my WCT music calendar. If you want to include something on this calendar, you can send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. Jay Thurber during Radio 9 will give you his version of the calendar. Now, I mentioned Jay is doing I'm pigeonholing him into an oldies show at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday, and I could be wrong, but you have to go out and find out. I don't know. Plays music from 9 to midnight while you're bowling. He does a radio show from noon to 3 here on WRCT on Saturdays. It's called Radio 9. He dusts off the oldies, but also he polishes up the new ones. Find some that aren't old and aren't new. Puts a little snark in there, and it's called Radio 9 with your Uncle Jay Thurber. Each and every Saturday from noon to 3. Right here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT, and online at wrct.org. I'll be back with more music. In fact, I have a WRCT debut, and it might be the world radio premiere debut of a single from a performer here in Pittsburgh. But I'm going to do that right after this quick message.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
We are back with the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. People call me the Mockster, and I'm pleased to do the world radio debut of some brand new music from Pittsburgh's own Shelby Duff. The song's called Distraction.
Lately I've been making bad decisions. I should require constant supervision. Wasted time on my phone last night. The TV is asking if I'm alright. Yeah, I'm alright. It's just a reaction. You're gone. And I need a distraction.
From the permanent record soundtrack, Joe Strummer. I don't know why I almost said Joe Jackson. No, it was Joe Strummer. And the Latino Rockabilly War as his backing band. With a Trash City. Before that, the Starlight Mints gave us San Diego from their Built on Squares album, which came out about 22 years ago now, Grandpa. The RPMs from a reissue of Temporary Satisfaction from a couple years back with I Don't Want to Be Young. Babblers in that set of music from Like the First Time with Here I Come. And some brand new music from Shelly Duff, Pittsburgh's own. Shelly Duff has a new EP out called The Color in Black. Just came out, I think, today. I honestly think it came out today. So I debuted Distraction for you. If you liked it, shoot me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you thought. Yeah, I haven't told you what the mock is, have I? But I will. I think I'll wait until the next set of music. But if you have a request, you can call me up at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728, or drop me an email. That reminds me, I had a couple requests. I wrote them down, and I didn't go look for them. So maybe I should do that during this set of music as well. But you can drop me an email at WRCTRequest@gmail.com if there's something on your mind and you want me to play it for you. Something like that. Thurston Moore is celebrating a birthday today. He is 67 years old. Happy birthday, Thurston. Going back to Goo, Sonic Youth for you. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here in WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Tony Valentino of the Standells, and you're listening to Viva Le Mac on WRCT 88.3 FM, Carnegie Mellon. I love the show. Thank you.
so forlorn. No earthly human place or time can comfort us.
Wants to die.
The sky's alive, there's soul in rocks that human consciousness impacts. She must return to stones and sky. She's not at home.
She wants to die. The storm, the mist, the rain unfolds.
It seems like slow-mo rainfall in the household.
Her skin is wet, her mind's undone.
Only God knows who you are or where you come from.
This is for yourself and for anybody else. Thank you for the time.
Dim Stars wrapping up that set of music. Dim Stars featuring. Oh, I gotta turn that on to make the background music go. And make sure it's on the right speed. Dim Stars featuring Thurston Moore, who, as I mentioned, going into the set of music, turning 67 years old. Jed Fair was playing sax on that. Robert Quine was playing guitar. I think who else was in the band? I think Don Fleming also was in the band. Richard Hell. Bunch of iconic names. She Wants to Die, the name of the track that you heard. Before that, the Standells, Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. Let's play some Husker Du doing their version of Sunshine Superman. Donovan hit from Everything Falls Apart. Gun Club gave us She Is Like Heroin to Me and start the entire set. Speaking of Thurston Moore, cool thing from the Goo album from Sonic Youth. We've got about maybe a half hour before we get into the mock, just to keep you up to date. I know sometimes people get a little worried, like, what's going on, Mockster? You haven't even told me what the mock is yet. And you're right, I haven't. Also, I want to remind you, remember that one business suit? Just that one. The one that you wore for that really important presentation, the one that actually changed your life. But last month, your office went casual. And the only thing that suit sees now is the back of your closet. Well, don't worry. That suit can change somebody's life. Donate it to Goodwill. Donations to Goodwill creates new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right here in the community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. You can donate stuff. You can create jobs. That's Goodwill. This message from Goodwill and, of course, your friends here at WRCT. So you're thinking, Mockster, what was the mock? You said 45 years ago on this day, Back in Black came out. Are you doing a track-by-track Back in Black mock? Nope, not doing that. It got preempted. I thought about doing it. I really did. But it got preempted when the Prince of Darkness himself, when Ozzy Osbourne decided to shed his mortal coil. So no, it's not a Black Sabbath mock. It's an Ozzy Osbourne mock. That's going to be happening here in about 25 minutes. Still pulling it together, figuring out which pieces I want to do, how many songs they have on it. But speaking of Ozzy, a great little album came out back in 1983. Name of the album was called Born to Laugh at Tornadoes by Don Was and Was Not Was. And what's great about this album is it features, there's a song on there that has Mitch Ryder as a guest vocalist. There's a song with Doug Feiger of The Knack as a guest vocalist. And there is a song starring Mel Torme on this album. But there's also Shake Your Head, Let's Go to Bed, featuring guest vocalist Ozzy Osbourne. From 1983. Prepping you for an Ozzy Osbourne mock. Was Not Was.
You can't stare into the sun, you can't pretend to have fun.
Shake it out.
You can't read a robot's mind, can't expect vultures to be kind.
Shake it out. Something that's dangerous. I wish you'd keep me.